This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're on The Burt Show.
I can tell you this. When we started Burt's Big Adventure, this is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with some kids that haven't been feeling all that great. I can tell you this. 20 years ago, when we started this trip, we were totally and completely clueless. Summer wouldn't know that because you were how old at the time?
Oh, gosh. I think I was 4 years old
four
at the
years
time.
Old. Summer was part of our very first, as Kristen calls it, Burt's Big Adventure crop. I call them families. Yes. She calls you guys a crop. She was there for the very first year. Do you even remember the trip?
I do, actually. Core childhood memory is riding the front seat of the front car of Space Mountain. Why my parents let me do that at four. Still got some questions there. And then Charlie. Yeah. I have so many memories with Charlie of just pushing him around in his wheelchair, kind of slinging this poor kid around. I don't know how I didn't give a whiplash, but it's something even 22 years later. It is a core memory.
We got to link the two of you guys back up because he comes
way
to our reunions and stuff now, and he's got his own Discord channel, and yeah, he's doing some really great stuff, and you guys were really, really tight.
David gave me his number earlier. I was trying to, we were trying to FaceTime him, but he probably fell back asleep because I don't know any sane person aside from us that is up this early in the morning.
And you're how old now?
I'm 26.
No, wow. That can't be. That
yep.
can't be. Really quickly, tell them about the Disney Park Pass 20 years later because I found this utterly shocking.
So my mom, love her to death, is sometimes a little bit out there. She keeps things from, we have all the stuff from Burt's Big Adventure still.
A hoarder of memories.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She kept our original park tickets. And when I started my big kid job and everything, I would take her to Disney for her birthday. And we went to Animal Kingdom 2 years ago. And she goes, I brought these with me. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, what did you bring with you, woman? And it's the Disney tickets from Burt's Big Adventure. And she goes, when you were a kid, there was a day you were sick and we didn't get to go. So there's still technically a day on these tickets. And I'm like, okay, I can't see Disney honoring these tickets from 2003. And we went up to guest services and we were talking to a few cast members there. And I'm like, look, I was on the very first Burt's Big Adventure trip. My mom has squirreled these away for 20 years for some reason. And we're just curious, is there really a day left on these? And the cast members were looking it up because you couldn't look it up online or over the phone. And they're like, absolutely, there is. And 20 years later, they honored those tickets, the one park hopper day left.
Wow.
Floored.
Absolutely amazed. Like, we were sitting there looking at him like, are you serious right now? And I think the best part was, is there technically any of the older tickets, like if you saw the paper tickets, things like that, they tell you don't ever take them to the park. They'll take them from you. You don't get to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
They put a hole punch in it. And to this day at 26, I still have my park ticket from Burt's Big Adventure.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
So
awesome.
That's great. It's so good to see you again.
I am so excited to be here. I cannot wait. I definitely want to volunteer more and get involved and just be here and experience this. Like, as an adult now,
uh-huh.
I cannot thank you guys enough. And Mom, if you are listening, I can't thank you enough for everything. Hearing all these families talk about what they've experienced this week. I was over there bawling, about to call my mom at 26. Like, thank you so much for being amazing, for raising me to be such an amazing woman, and to realize that it's not like an escape. This didn't create an escape. It gave me another family.
Right.
And that's the best part.
Well, we're here for you. Welcome back.
That's the best part.
Welcome back. All right, it's Burt's Big Adventure 2024. You want to take it from here for Eliora?
I would love to. All right, so we have sweet Eliora here with her dad, BJ, and her brothers, Asher and Levi.
A lot of love between the brothers here. Really embracing, letting it wash over us.
Right.
Yeah.
But one of the core memories
Asher,
I'm going to have.
Punching me.
One of the core memories I'm going to have of this trip is seeing Eliora and Olive on the dance floor, and Eliora just taking care of Olive and like grabbing her hand to dance with her was just so precious. Like, the biker gang the two of them have is
yes.
awesome.
They definitely formed quite a bond.
Yeah, they did.
And you can witness it. And BJ, I think another parent told me, were you the one that started the parent group text and the parent Facebook group?
Yes, I started a Facebook group right after the family orientation. Didn't really get much of a chance to talk to each other there because it was just so do this, this, get this information.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get to know everybody before we met up here.
And I love that you did that. And that's why one of my word, like my word, my theme for Bert's Big Adventure 2024 was just supportive, because all the families have been so supportive of each other. And I love that you did that because Grayson got separated from his family. He was in line with us when we were taking the monorail back. And that parent group text was just going off, man. It's like, where's Grayson? And then like all the parents are just worried. They were in constant communication with each other the entire trip, which I think is awesome.
It does take a village for sure. For sure. David, what do you want to add here, man?
Oh, my gosh. About these guys? Eliora just absolutely stole my heart. She is unbelievable. She, look at her right now, just grabbing my hand like that. She is the sweetest person on planet Earth. She would come and get me anytime she's in a chair. And anytime she has to be helped up onto the bus, she would tell me whether she wanted me to wait at the bottom or whether she wanted me at the top waiting for her. So she would send me up there. She's like, don't let the driver pull me on. I want you to pull me on.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, BJ, she's tough to get to know, but once you, like, crack that shell, you are in, right?
For sure. Yes, once she warms up to you, she won't stop.
Yeah, there's, so with Eliora, sometimes she will, coil emotionally a little bit, right? But then if you walk by her wheelchair and she just reaches out her hand to grab your hand, you feel like a huge win. Like, oh my God, I've been accepted. She really is special. You got a really special family here,
man.
Thank you. Really special. So you wrote a letter for the kids?
I did.
Okay. So we ask every one of our Bert's Big Adventure family, somebody from the family, to write a letter to their Bert's Big Adventure kid or to the entire family about the experience, and they kind of freestyle through it. So this is BJ on Eliora.
All right. My sweet Eliora, these past 5 days have been nothing short of magical. To get to watch you and your brothers laugh and play without having to worry about what your next doctor's appointment, procedure, or imaging might bring has done wonders for my heart. I hope the memories and friendships we have made over the last few days will be with you for the rest of your life. I know they will be for the rest of mine. I loved watching your eyes light up as you bonded with your bus buddy and fellow wheelchair user, Olive. The excitement you have when you see and interact with others in chairs brings me joy. You were so happy to be around Olive and her family, and were ecstatic to see another little boy, not with our group, waiting in line in his bright red wheelchair at Tomorrowland Speedway. I am so proud of your bravery and willingness to try new things. I know adults who wouldn't even think about riding Tron, Space Mountain, or Guardians of the Galaxy, but you went for it with an open mind and an open heart. I love that you and your brothers have become my roller coaster and ride buddies. This trip has changed all of us in so many ways. Thanks to a few 5 and 6 a.m. wake-up calls, your older brother Asher is now a coffee drinker. Your younger brother Levi broke out of his comfort zone and took on some pretty wild rides. And you have really opened your heart to new bonds and friendships with people who just 5 days ago were strangers. I was asked what my favorite part of this trip was, and as I lie in bed writing this, I'm listening to it. You and your brother's deep, heavy snores from long, exhausting, fun-filled days. There was so much walking and running around that I want to finish with this. The blisters on my feet, which are there, will fade, but the memories of this whole experience will be in my heart forever. I love you, sweet girl. Love, Dad.
Awesome. Thank you,
brilliant,
BJ.
Brilliant.
Thank you, guys. We will catch up with you at reunions, right?
All right. We can't wait.
Sure. Okay. You're part of the family now.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Bert's Big Adventure 2024.
You're on The Bert Show.